Hello, everybody. This is Colin. Welcome to Morning English.
Hello, everyone. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。Colin, 你知道什么是直播销售员吗？
What's that? Live streaming salesperson?
Yes, live streaming 就是直播。Salesperson 呢就是销售员，这是最近人社局刚颁布的主播们的正式职业名称。哎，你觉得这个名字怎么样？
Well, I think it's good. It's easy to understand. People can know what their work is just by the name.
是的，不过其实我觉得说这么复杂，还不如直接说主播 ，a live streaming host.
Well, that sounds more professional, like a TV host.
Right. 其实呢，除了主播之外啊，这几年还有很多的新职业。今天呢，我们就一起来看看这些职业如何来翻译吧。今天的笔记呢，也为大家整理好了。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 Okay, actually I noticed most of the new occupations are related to online business.
Well, I'm not surprised. E-commerce is the new trend.
Right, e-commerce 就是电商，这里面尤其是自媒体啊，非常热门。
Yeah, citizen journalism.
Wait,你刚刚说的是 citizen journalism, 这个职业就是市民新闻，但是这里指的是自媒体，对吗？
Right. We will use this phrase because all citizens can disseminate information using websites, blogs, and social media.
Okay, disseminate 就是传播嘛，所以刚刚讲的这个 citizen journalism 其实就是每个人都可以传播信息，不管是通过 websites 网站呢，还是 blogs 这种博客。那这个其实就是国外的自媒体的别称。
Yeah, anyone can become a journalist.
哎，不过之前我看到网上很多翻译都是写的 we media, 我们加一个媒体就变成了自媒体的翻译。
We media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me.
那这个其实是来源于一个美国的专栏作家啊写的一本书，就叫做 We the Media.Grassroots journalism by the people for the people. 它指的就是自媒体行业，就说到草根新闻产业啊，来自大众，服务大众。
Well, if you explain it in that way, I can get it. But just saying we media, I doubt many people would understand the meaning of it.
I get it. 可能是因为这个单词它比较新啊。如果真的要使用的话呢，最好一定要加一个解释。
Yeah.
那我想到抖音的一些短视频啊，微信的视频号啊，还有公众号，这些都能够算作自媒体吗？
Yeah, they are. I think one advantage of this is that now everyone with talent has the potential to become an influencer.
对，没错， influencer 就是指的有影响力的人， an online influencer 就是可以翻译为网红啊。那自媒体呢，也真的给了很多被看到的机会，比如说最近早安英文也推出了这种视频号，内容非常的实用有趣，大家一定不要错过哟。
Absolutely. You have a chance to see Nora's scary face every day.
Beautiful face, you mean?
Alright, if you say so.
Okay, 那说回来啊，我们要怎么来翻译从事自媒体的人呢？
There is no official translation, but I think the phrase freelance journalist can fit.
Freelance 就是指的自由职业嘛。
Yeah, like a freelance writer or a freelance photographer, etc.
对，那这里的这个 freelance journalists 就是指的自由新闻者，所以跟这个自媒体的人就比较接近了，就可以直接用作自媒体人的翻译。那这个词呢，也可以直接在末尾加一个 r， 变成 freelancer， 就是变成自由职业者啦。
A freelancer is usually a person doing particular pieces of work for different organizations.
就是 not just one company, but several.
Yeah.
那我其实觉得成为自由职业人也非常好，没什么压力。
Yeah, but you also have to worry about whether you'll have a stable salary every month.
也是。哎，不过你知道吗？其实我们这个行业啊，线上教育最近啊也非常火，所以呢也有一些新职业。
Really? What's the name of the position?
Online learning consultants.中文的翻译就是在线的学习服务师。
So students will consult the person when they have questions.
Yeah, pretty much. 这个其实俗话来说啊，就是教育机构的辅导老师。不过呀，他取了一个稍微不一样的名字。
So the TAs teaching assistants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 其实就是我们说的这种 online TAs, 就是在线的教学助手 teaching assistants。不过、啊、很多老师他因为从这种线下转到线上嘛，要经历很多的困难，所以需要管理班级啊，还有很多问题要解决。So online TAs are very helpful.
Okay, okay. So an online teaching assistant helps instructors with classroom setup and connectivity, and answers questions and the and such.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it. Anyway, they're not the real instructors. 就是并不是老师，但是要做很多相关的一些工作。
Well, this certainly meets the demand of online learning.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, Colin, do you know any other new occupations?
Well, I would say maybe esports players?
Esports? Oh, 就是电竞啊。那 players 就是玩家嘛，这个非常的时髦啊。那比如说大家可能听说过 IG 战队，就是都属于这个职业的。
Yeah, good esports players can rake in big money.
是的 ,raking 就是 making a lot of money easily. 那比如说有很多这种竞赛啊，通常奖金都是非常丰富的。
Yeah, but those players also have to practice day in and out, strategize, analyze, and improve.
Right, right. It's very demanding. 就是也没有想那么容易啊。那他们要 strategize, 就是定制战略呀，而且每天都要 practice. 那我们刚刚讲的这些工作啊，其实都算是 remote working, 就是远程的上班。那有没有一些, you know, other occupations that...Maybe you have to work outside.
Yeah, okay. So if not working at home, the occupation would be... Oh, how about delivery men?
Oh, yes. We have to mention them. We can see them every day in the office.
Right. Yeah, well, they deliver goods to people's houses, places of work. Well, anywhere, really.
Mm-hmm. 那我们刚刚这里讲的 delivery 就是指的运送。Delivery men or guys 就可以指快递小哥。其实呢也可以指外卖小哥，因为这个是不是国外没有区分这么的清楚呀？
Yeah, well that's because we don't have the, you know, food delivery industry as developed as here in China. Not many people will have this job.
I see. 所以呢其实就是在国外它的外卖行业并没有那么的发达，所以呢并没有真正的一个这个外卖小哥的职业。所以你要说的话呢，你可以说 the food delivery man, 就可以知道是送外卖的了。
Right.
那接下来呢我还想到一个不是非常新的职业，但是也能够算，就是代驾。
Right. I often see the designated drivers even really, really very late at night.
The designated drivers. Designate 就是指定啊，所以这个单词代驾嘛，它就是直译过来就是指定的司机。通常呢他们都会骑着 mini bikes or electric scooters, 就是小电动车，对吧？
Yeah, yeah. We also have designated drivers in the West.
Oh, really?
But they're the, you know, one person in a group who agrees not to drink alcohol at all in order to drive the other people from place to place and back home.
啊，所以其实这个时候的这个 designated drivers 跟我们理解的代驾不太一样，而是指的朋友中的一群人，就是有一个人不喝酒，然后呢接下来就会要送其他的朋友回家，对吧？并不是一种工作。
Yeah, yeah, you know, you can't hire them because, well, the labor costs are really, really high.
I see. 那国外呢可能就是叫人工办事啊，还不如打车呢。那国外有没有月嫂这份工作呢？
A maternity matron?
Yeah, yeah. A maternity 就是指的怀孕啊还有生产期都叫做 maternity. 那产假比如说就叫做 maternity leave. 而 matron 就是指的保姆的意思。所以合起来 maternity matron 就是可以指月嫂。
Well, probably there are some people doing this job.But it would be very uncommon.
因为国外好像也没有坐月子这个传统，对吧？
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this is a Chinese tradition, so I don't even know how to translate it.
是的，其实我在网上看到很多奇奇怪怪的翻译啊，但是都不是很常见。所以我觉得如果要跟外国人解释坐月子，你就直接加一句英文解释就好了。
Well, yeah. Just saying in this period...Women have to stay indoors for recovery and take special care of their eating habits.
对，所以啊，其实大家以后碰到一些词不知道翻译的话，也都可以用这种方法。好的，那我们今天呢，就给大家介绍了很多的一些新职业。你还知道哪些新职业呢？或者是有意思的职业？ 都可以留言分享给我们哦。今天的笔记呢，也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 Thank you so much for listening. This is Nora.
This is Colin. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。